Report: Joe Biden's 2024 delay decision causing doubt, awkward deep freeze across the party. By Wendell Hasebo on February 22, 2023. President Joe Biden's delayed decision whether to launch a 2024 campaign is reportedly causing doubt and an awkward deep freeze across the party, as the establishment media has taken an increasingly negative stance on Biden's potential re-election bid. A sense of doubt is creeping into conversations around 2024. Politico claimed Wednesday about Biden's failure to promptly announce a re-election campaign that was said to be set for February but is now allegedly pushed back to April. But even that target is less than definitive. People in the president's orbit say there is no hard deadline or formal process in place for arriving at a launch date decision. Politico's Christopher Cadelago, Jonathan Lemire, Eli Stokels, Holly Otterbein, and Elena Schneider wrote. The Politico reporters alleged, according to three people familiar with the conversations, that Biden's indecision has hurt the Democrat Party by way of blocking any plan B that might need to be assembled if Biden does not run. H's indecision has resulted in an awkward deep freeze across the party, in which some potential presidential aspirants and scores of major donors are strategizing and even developing a plan B while trying to remain respectful and publicly supportive of the 80-year-old president, they wrote. White House spokesman Andrew Bates pushed back on the report by highlighting Biden's said intention to run in 2024, though no final decision has been made. The president has publicly told the country that he intends to run and has not made a final decision, Bates said. An inertia has set in, a Biden confidant explained to Politico. It's not that he won't run, and the assumption is that he will. But nothing is decided. And it won't be decided until it is. Politico's report echoes the establishment media's narrative since Biden's foreign policy decision-making created the deadly Afghan withdrawal in 2021. Since the blunder and additional mistakes from the far left's perspective, the media's enthusiasm has cooled on Biden launching a re-election campaign, pointing to his old age and mental cognition. One outlet phrased the White House's attempt to play down the dilemma as a balancing act. That is leading to a focus on events that try to play up the president's vitality, while trying to strike a balance in the schedule of a man who tends to make more blunders when tired, CNN's Edward Isaac DeVere and Phil Mattingly wrote. Biden, who is the oldest president in U.S. history at age 80, would remain so if he won re-election in 2024. If he runs for re-election and wins, he will be 86 by the end of his second term. On Sunday, The New York Times highlighted that three campaign strategists have declined to lead Biden's potential 2024 campaign, raising red flags that Democrats are concerned about the president's chances of re-election. The strategists who declined to work with the president also refused to have additional conversations about the post for professional reasons. The Times's report also accused Biden of trying to convince his team the best location for his 2024 campaign headquarters would be his home in Wilmington, Delaware, where classified documents were found stashed in his home and garage. The media has also tried to draw Democrat lawmakers into commenting on Biden's 2024 chances. According to Politico magazine's Jonathan Martin, Democrats are worried about Biden's ability to win re-election and lead the Democrat Party to victory. Nobody wants to be the one to do something that would undermine the chances of a Democratic victory in 2024, Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, told Martin. Yet in quiet rooms the conversation is just the opposite. We could be at a higher risk if this path is cleared. The media has also quoted individuals who cite terrible polling and focus group surveys for the president. Many veer toward assuming he must be ineffective or being puppeteered. Brain dead. Mush-dementia is a word that comes up all the time. One individual with knowledge of focus group sessions told CNN. The question of Biden's poor mental cognition caused a conservative reporter to ask Biden in 2022 about why voters doubt his mental ability, health, and stability. I have no idea, Biden replied. I don't believe the polls. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.